I can remember the first time I heard a priest preach about today's gospel, the story of Martha and Mary and the fight they were having about hospitality. And I remember the priest who was preaching used it as an example of the superiority of contemplative life and the life of priests and brothers and sisters who live in monasteries over the active life of the people in the parish. I don't think that's the correct interpretation, but nonetheless, that's the first homily I heard on this particular gospel reading. I'll come back to that in a minute. But the theme of today's scripture readings that is common is the theme of hospitality. In the Old Testament, especially back in the earliest days of the Old Testament, the time of Abraham, hospitality was a matter of life and death in the community. If people were wandering in the desert for a long time without food or drink, they would die. And so there was a great sense of the importance of hospitality even to strangers among the ancient peoples in what is now the Holy Land. So in today's first reading from the book of Genesis, we have this story of Abraham's hospitality in welcoming the three men who are wandering in the desert. And you see that it was very intense kind of hospitality, because he didn't just give them some shade to sit in. He actually had his clan prepare an extraordinary meal. They even killed a fatted calf. So he went out of his way to help people in need. And of course, the meaning of this reading is the importance of us having hospitality to one another. And if we do that, we might be surprised by the presence of God. Because of his hospitality, these three men who ended up being angels promised that his wife Sarah, who was more than 75 years old, would be the mother of Abraham's son, Isaac. And a year later, it happened. Now, Christian iconographers, you know, those who paint paintings of Old Testament scenes, would use this scene of the three men or the three angels as a hint or representation of the Holy Trinity. You know, God, who is one, is at the same time three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Trinitarian God of the Christian community was symbolized by these three angels in this Old Testament story. That's a very beautiful act of Christian imagination. I don't imagine that Abraham and those who experienced this had any sense of that at all. But the story is clearly a story that if we show hospitality to those in need, we please God, and God rewards that hospitality in our own lives. So the first thing we should do today is look at ourselves and say, are we hospitable? As individuals, by receiving people into our lives in friendship? Do we open our homes to our family and friends in a generous kind of way? Do we have welcoming hearts to people who are different than we are, who are strangers? And we also need to ask the question as a community whether or not we are hospitable to people who move into our communities who we're not used to. It raises the whole question of whether or not we are friendly to immigrants, which is a very hot political topic in our communities today. So are we hospitable as individuals? Are we hospitable as a community? Are we hospitable as a country? We must remember that God rewards hospitality in extraordinarily generous ways. You know, the United States historically has been a country of welcome. That's why the community here this evening is so diverse. I just came from visiting Scandinavia. I was in Norway for a week and had the opportunity to visit two churches, One of the things that's interesting about Scandinavia is that there are very few Catholics there. I was told there are 130,000 Catholics in all of Norway. Not very many. Well, at the cathedral in Oslo on Sunday evening when I went for the Mass there, the cathedral was full, packed, standing room only. But there were probably 10 or 15 Norwegians. The rest were all from other places, especially Asia. There's a joke that in the church that in Scandinavia, all the bishops are German, all the priests are Polish, and all the people are Asians. And in some sense, that it was really true in that experience I had in Oslo last Sunday. And I asked around, of course, because you know immigration is such a touchy issue in our country, what they thought of immigration there. And apparently the people in Norway were very generous at the time of the Vietnam War. And many of the people who live there who are Catholics now are actually Vietnamese who came at that time. But there's a great tension in Europe about hospitality for immigrants now, especially those who come from the war-torn region of the Middle East. And so one of the crises of community and of conscience in Europe today is the issue of immigration, even more so than in our country. But I hope that all of us who are Catholics, while respecting the laws of the land and understanding the importance of maintaining borders that are secure, that we really are open to other people and we are welcoming people. Everyone in this country is an immigrant from somewhere else, almost everybody anyway. And we should be as generous with those who are coming now as your ancestors in the past were generous with your families when they came here many years ago. Well, today's first reading prepares us for the gospel, which is another story of hospitality. In this particular case, we have two sisters, Martha and Mary, who historically are known to be friends of Jesus, along with their brother Lazarus. And Jesus, with his disciples, arrived in town, and Martha invited them, especially Jesus, to the home for dinner. And she got busy preparing the meal. And her sister, Mary, was she an older sister, younger sister? What do you think? I think everybody thinks that Martha was older and Mary was younger. We don't know. We don't have any idea. But anyway, her sister, Mary, instead of helping with the meal, sat at the feet of Jesus. And like all of us here, after a while, this got under Martha's skin. She was doing all this work. So she came up to Jesus and said to him, "Now look, you ought to do something about this. My sister is sitting here at your feet, and I'm doing all the work." Now, Bishop Robert Barron, who's a very famous Catholic preacher today, in commenting on this, says, "You can tell something's wrong right away in this story because Martha is telling God what to do." You know, and I think that's pretty typical of us, right? We have a better idea about how things should go than God does, so we tell him often what he should do. But she tells Jesus to get her sister off the ground and into the kitchen. "Help me be hospitable by making her help me." And Jesus' response is not only to her, but to you and to me. He says to Martha, "Martha, Martha," twice, you know, get her attention. "You are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." What is the one thing necessary? Jesus said there's only one thing necessary. And what is that? To sit at his feet and listen. This is not a story about the superiority of contemplative life over active life. It's a story about the centrality of Jesus in our life as Christians. You know, disciples are those who sit at the feet of Jesus to learn from him. And Jesus is telling us He's not telling us that work is not important. He's telling us that everything falls into place in our lives if we give Jesus the proper place. It all falls in around him. And if we give the Lord, you know, Jesus is present, is the presence of God, the proper place in our life, everything else will come together. Do you believe that's true? Or are you anxious about many things? The Greek word for the devil is ho diabolos, which means the one who scatters. And there's something devilish about having scattered lives where there's no focus, especially when it comes to Christians and our relationship with Jesus. You know, if we're scattered and worried about, anxious about many things, it keeps us from the right priorities in our lives. And this is a story about priorities. Jesus at the center, and the rest of life, whether it's our work, our relationships with others, our career, our money, our sexual lives, which are such a problem in the world today, all those things find their proper place if we have the right relationship with Jesus. Jesus said it another way in another place. Someone ran up to him and said, "Lord, what's the first and most important commandment?" And in response, Jesus said, "The first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your mind, all your strength, all your heart, and all you are. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." You know, that if we love God, really love him and not just say we love him, we listen to what he says, and that means we love our neighbor as ourselves and put all those things into the proper place. Now, the devil's gotten a hold of our culture, and the devil's gotten a hold of our personal lives. Everything's scattered these days. You know, there's so little centering on what's really important. So in our liturgy today, the Lord asks us to reorganize ourselves around him, to make him the center. And if we do that, we'll experience the joy of both Martha and Mary, who wanted to give themselves faithfully to the Lord.